Well, Central Avenue in downtown Kansas City has a different feel these days. Undoubtedly, it's because of the art. Once again, a series of regional artists have displayed their wares between 10th and 16th Streets. There's a piece titled Ice Storm that features a parking garage with giant icicles hanging down from the top floor. One piece called Non-Traditional Landscape hangs from the side of Bartle Hall. And then there's a piece that's generating a whole lot of buzz in town. It's called Float. And it's, well, a series of hammocks on the grounds of the Convention Center and just across the street from the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. Our roving producer, Stephen Steigman, is on the scene there this morning. And, Stephen, do a better job describing Float for us today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Steve. It's a beautiful day down here. You know, we were a little worried about some clouds moving in and showering on us, and that's going to happen in about 15 minutes, so the timing of the segment couldn't be more perfect. You know, this exhibit is on this beautiful lawn just to the south of the relatively new ballroom at Bartle Hall. And this lawn goes unused, it seems. And what a great idea. And I'm looking at the beautiful the shells here, the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, and Crown Center is just off to my left as well. And we've got a crowd gathered around us because there's a test grading event going on in Bartle Hall right now, and everybody has broken for lunch. So I imagine they're going to be hitting the hammocks soon, and what a nice break.
Well, joining Stephen on the Hill there is Porter R. Neal. He's Municipal Art Commission Director and also the creator of Float with all these hammocks, Jarrett Mellenbrook. And Jarrett, I have to ask, what inspired you to use hammocks of all things?
Well, I was trying to come up with a way for people to enjoy this space that seemed to go largely unused. And I was mulling over ideas, and at the time I happened to be lying in a hammock. And the combination, I realized that if I could put that feeling that I had in the hammock with this space and these giant clouds and scenery, it would just have to be great.
So you're saying this great idea for this great artist, which I'm calling you a great artist, came from the fact that you were lying in a hammock at the time.
Yeah, it's a very inspirational place to be, actually. And I realize now that I need to install one permanently in my studio. And I've seen a lot of people coming out here to actually use it as sort of their office away from their office. There are a lot of iPads out here and laptops and cell phone work going on with their smartphones. And people are out here for hours just kind of soaking it in.
You know, so Steve, one thing I should tell you, Stephen Steigman here, I should tell you that you can't see this through the lens of radio, but Jarrett's lying in the hammock right now doing this interview. I mean, I think we should start doing all of our interviews with hammocks or recliners in the studio.
Well, there, you've won me over. That sounds like a terrific idea. Makes a whole lot of sense. And Stephen, I'm told that there are people actually lining up at times for a chance to lie down in one of the hammocks. Am I right about that?
Well, I can speak to that because I've been down here sort of fiddling with them and fine-tuning the installation over the last several days, and it comes in waves. Lunch break is a big one, especially if there's a convention going on. You'll have people making a beeline down here to claim their hammocks, kind of like grabbing a spot on the beach, if you will. And then after lunch, when after work, when they all get out, and they sort of, again, run down here to try to secure a hammock before they all get taken. And then on into sunset, you'll see families, kids, and stuff like that coming down. But there seems to be just enough to keep everybody happy. I don't think that there's been actually long lines or anything. People are polite.
Well, Jarrett Mellenbrook, what considerations were there, you know, in choosing this specific model of hammock? You know, size, color, or, you know, the fact you could actually get a dozen of them all at once down there?
Well, I actually did put quite a bit of thought into it because I wanted it to be a hammock that was going to be easy enough for people to use, and this spreader bar style is a little bit easier. I went with the rope hammocks because there's pretty much always a breeze down here, and it can actually get a little bit gusty at times. And if there was a hammock that didn't have all these holes in it, the hammock stands could just blow right over. So practically speaking, that was important. And then the aesthetics of it, I just wanted to sort of speak to all the silver and, the austere sort of modern lines down here and stick with something very basic and classic. So I just went with white and tried to keep it simple.
And how did you place them on the lawn down there, Jarrett? How did you go about that task?
Well, as far as the actual layout goes, I just wanted to... I chose a dozen hammocks because I thought, after kind of mapping it out, that that would fill the space nicely. I didn't want people to feel too crammed next to each other, and I didn't want, you know, the space to feel empty. So four rows of three or three rows of four, depending on how you look at it, worked out really well. And people can relax and still feel social, like they're next to other people, but they can be in their own worlds and take on, you know, their own mental tasks and just let things fade away.
And what do you do if it rains, Jarrett?
Oh, well, the hammocks are very weatherproof, so they get wet every morning. Actually, they get washed off by the sprinkler system, and within just a couple hours, they're dry. And we've arranged with the convention center folks to have the sprinklers, you know, all done washing them at around 7 in the morning. So just a couple hours later, they're ready for use. And the sun, you know, keeps them dried out pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, if you don't mind, why don't you hand over the headphones over to Porter R. Neal there. He's the director of the Municipal Arts Commission. And as we talk about this exhibit of hammocks down on the south side, I guess, of the convention center in downtown Kansas City, Porter, this year marks the return of the Avenue of the Arts. Did it suffer or benefit from its two-year hiatus here?
That's a interesting question. I was regretting that we couldn't do it for 2 years because of the recession and the impact thereof. But I think, interestingly enough, the artists that are in Avenue of the Arts this year were selected back in 2010. So this has given them an extra long time to prepare. And I got to give Jarrett a lot of credit because I think this is about his fourth proposal concept and a good one. So with that time, I would say it's definitely been a benefit.
You know, Porter, you had one artist who moved away and two others are from outside Kansas City. How much more difficult did that make getting their pieces actually into downtown Kansas City here?
We were excited to include two artists from St. Louis this year. This is the first time we've been able to do it through the help of a Missouri Arts Council grant. And admittedly, it was a learning experience both for us and the artists. And it did add challenges. Obviously, the geography of just moving things and coming out here impacted their budget. But ultimately, I think they had a good experience, and we're certainly going to go back and look at that and hopefully include a broader range of artists in the future, too.
And Porter, what attracted you to the idea of the hammocks? What did you think about how that was going to go over in town?
In my field of public art, something we talk about a lot is placemaking. And, of course, this is just a beautiful site. I was just reminiscing earlier that I was out here in 2003 with two other Avenue of the Arts artists, Mary Wessel and Russell Ferguson. And when I was here then, this was a barren wasteland. It was a beautiful scene here. And, of course, now, just a few years later, this place has transformed significantly. And so by, you know, putting something in here that makes it a friendly use space, it's just ideal, you know, and I've just noticed we have a wonderful conference here this week, and I think they have thoroughly enjoyed the hammocks. Every time I've come out, somebody's in the hammock. So what a simple and wonderful idea.
Hey, how many installations, Porter, in total are we going to see on Central Avenue the next few weeks?
Let me remind you, tonight is the opening reception from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Folly Theater, so anybody can come on down for that. And obviously we want people to walk up and down Central, see the new downtown, as it were. And we have seven artworks scattered all the way up down Central Avenue from 10th Street all the way down here to the hammocks. And we'll have pedicabs and just kind of do a little celebration of the arts and the new day in Kansas City.
Well, let's talk about a couple of the pieces, and one that really caught my eye was Ice Storm, which is hanging off the edge of a parking garage downtown on Central. What material did the artist use, and tell us how it's attached to the top of the parking garage?
Yeah, Krista Dalian has done Ice Storm, which references her actual experience back in 2005 witnessing a real ice storm, so she got the idea of making a summer ice storm, which is a wonderful irony, I guess. And she's used vinyl and hung it off of the side of the parking garage that's owned by DST, one of our terrific partners in this project. And has, you know, this is a learning experience. So I think that's an important part of this, is that she did a wonderful job. This is her first foray into public art. And so she's seeing how that vinyl is blowing in the wind and being affected by weather. And that's certainly part of what public art is all about. It's definitely not art in the studio. But it looks wonderful down there, and it certainly is an eye-catcher.
How's funding looking for next year, Porter? Can we look forward to a 2013 avenue of the arts, or what do you think?
I have a couple of grant requests in, and I think our partners are on board. So I'm working in that direction and very hopeful.
All right, Stephen, set the scene for us right now as we go out today. How big is the crowd as you see it out down there?
Well, the crowd is gathering. It's getting a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger. In fact, in the last 3 seconds, I want Jared to tell me, give me some instructions on how to get into this hammock. By the way, these are double hammocks, so bring down a friend, a loved one. What do I do? Do I just kind of like hang out here in the middle?
The key is to get your weight into the middle of it and sit down right in the middle.
Live on radio, Stephen Steigman, getting on the hammock. Okay. Yep, it worked. Oh, this is great. Hey, Steve, I'll see you next week, okay?
I was going to say, have a nice afternoon, Steigy. That's Stephen Steigman, Porter R. Neal, down at the opening ceremonies here for this Avenue of the Arts display along Central Avenue between 10th and 16th Street.